All right, so today we're diving into Choose Your Enemies Wisely by Patrick Bet-David.
Oh, yeah, really interesting book.
It is, and we're going to pull out the most valuable insights to help you level up your own business game. Have you
Yeah.
had a chance to dig into it yet?
I found it really insightful. The way Bet-David kind of reframes this whole idea of enemies, it's pretty thought-provoking.
It is. It's not about being negative or seeking out conflict, but more about strategically choosing an enemy. It could be a person, a company, or even an obstacle that pushes you to achieve more.
It's like he's saying, use that competitive energy to your advantage.
Exactly. And he uses a personal story to illustrate this point. He talks about a successful colleague named Harry,
Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
who basically looked down on his father's profession.
It wasn't just a casual remark, though, right? It seemed to really hit a nerve with Bet-David.
It did. Witnessing his father being belittled like that, it really lit a fire in him. And he ended up confronting Harry.
Which took guts.
It did. And Harry basically challenged his work ethic and leadership skills.
He didn't hold back.
Not at all. But that's where the real lesson comes in. Instead of letting that encounter crush him, Bet-David used it as fuel.
Yeah, he turned that negativity into motivation. It became about proving Harry and all his doubters wrong.
Exactly. But do you think it was really just about proving Harry wrong?
That's a good question. I think it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
I think that story shows how sometimes external challenges, they can help us uncover our own inner drive.
Right.
Bet-David might not have realized his full potential without that clash with Harry.
It forced him to dig deep and figure out what he was really capable of.
And that's something we can all relate to, right? Those moments where someone doubts us or we face a setback.
It can either break us or make us stronger.
And this leads to one of Bet-David's key concepts, intrinsic drive. He says the right enemy can actually give you a motivation
Yeah.
that's way more powerful than any external reward or pressure.
So we've got this powerful emotional fuel, this drive to prove the doubters wrong. But Bet-David doesn't stop there.
No, he doesn't. He's all about balancing that raw emotion with logic.
Okay, so you need both to succeed.
It's like this, think of it like building a car. Emotion is the fuel that powers the engine,
Okay.
but logic is the steering wheel and the brakes that let you control the car.
So you need that fire in your belly to get moving, but you also need the strategic thinking to stay on track.
Bet-David believes that emotion is what you need to inspire your team,
Right.
to connect with them on a deeper level, and also fuel your own passion.
I see.
But you also need logic to create those systems to turn your vision into reality.
So it's that balance, finding that sweet spot between the two.
And he gives some great examples of leaders who've mastered this.
Oh, yeah. Like
He talks about Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Andy Grove.
all incredibly successful in their own right.
They were all super passionate and visionary,
Right.
but they were also brilliant strategists and system builders.
Like they had the fuel and the steering wheel all in one.
Yeah, they did.
So we've got the fuel, the enemy. We got the engine, that balance of emotion and logic. But what about the roadmap? How do you take all of this and turn it into a successful business plan?
Well, that's where Bet-David's 12 building blocks come in.
Ah.
And this is where it gets really practical. He gives you a framework to take those ideas and turn them into action.
Okay, so break it down for me.
Each building block pairs an emotional element with a logical one, just like we were talking about with the car.
Interesting.
So we have enemy and competition, will and skill,
I'm writing this down.
mission and plan dreams, and systems culture, and team and vision and capital.
Whoa, that's a lot to take in.
It is. But Bet-David's point is that you don't have to do it all at once.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that each of these areas is important
Right.
and finding ways to work them into your overall strategy.
So you don't have to be perfect in every area right away.
And what's really cool is he doesn't just tell you what these blocks are. He gives you real-world examples and advice on how to actually build them.
So it's not just theory, it's about taking action.
So let's dive into some of these blocks and see what we can learn.
Yeah, let's start with will and skill. What does Bet-David have to say about that?
Bet-David, he argues that willpower isn't something you're just born with.
Okay.
It's something you can actually develop and strengthen over time.
So it's not about waiting for that motivation to strike. You can take control and actually build your willpower.
Like a muscle.
Okay, I like that analogy.
And he uses this great story about Matt Cipolla.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He was a former Marine who was struggling to find his place after leaving the service.
Right.
But when he joined Bet-David's company, something just clicked.
Sounds like the right environment and the right mentorship made a big difference.
Huge difference. But David says that sometimes all it takes is a shift in your surroundings to unlock that potential.
Being around people who believe in you and push you?
Yeah, exactly. If you're surrounded by negativity, it's tough to build that willpower.
Makes sense. It's like they say, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Exactly. But willpower alone isn't enough.
Right. You need the skills to back it up.
And that's where the skill part of this building block comes in.
Okay, so tell me more about that.
Bette David is a big advocate for always developing your skills. He even uses the example of a programmer who becomes obsolete if they don't keep learning new technologies.
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
It is. But it highlights how important it is to constantly be learning and adapting.
And you can't just rely on what you already know.
Nope. Times are changing fast. And this applies to everyone, not just programmers.
So what skills do we need to be focusing on?
It depends on your field, obviously.
Huh.
But the key is to always be asking yourself, am I doing enough to stay ahead of the curve?
What can I learn today to make myself more valuable tomorrow?
Exactly. It's a question we should all ask ourselves regularly. But let's switch gears for a bit. Let's talk about building a team. What does Bette David say about creating a strong company culture?
Yeah, I'm really interested in that.
He puts a huge emphasis on this.
Yeah.
He believes that a strong company culture built on loyalty, high standards, and shared values is essential for success in the long run.
And he shares a really touching story about his wife, Jennifer, to illustrate this.
Oh, yeah, I love that story.
In the early days of his company, when things were tough, it was Jennifer's support that helped him keep going.
She was his rock.
Yeah.
She believed in his vision even when others didn't.
That's so important, having that support system, both personally and professionally.
Absolutely. But Bette David goes beyond just personal relationships. He also talks about rituals and traditions.
Oh, how so?
He even mentions that sign at Notre Dame, play like a champion today.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Simple but powerful. It represents a tradition of excellence.
Right, it's those small things that remind people what you stand for.
And then there's that 2-week vacation offer he made. That was a bold move.
You're telling me offering a no-questions-asked 2-week paid vacation to anyone who wanted to leave after a year.
That takes guts. It shows how much he believes in finding the right people.
People who are truly aligned with his vision.
Yeah, and it probably saved him a lot of hassle in the long run by weeding out those who weren't a good fit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So he could focus on building a team of people who were all in.
Exactly. Which brings us to another key building block vision. What does Bette David have to say about that?
I'm all ears.
He says that a strong vision can inspire and motivate teams for years, even decades.
It's about painting a picture of the future so compelling that people are willing to work hard to make it happen.
Right. And he uses his own story of becoming a minority owner of the New York Yankees as an example.
Oh, yeah. That was a childhood dream of his.
He never gave up on it. It's not just about daydreaming, though.
Right.
Bette David stresses the importance of taking action, of making those dreams tangible.
So how do we do that?
He's big on things like vision boards, creating a visual representation of your goals.
So you can see them every day and stay focused.
Exactly. But let's get practical here. Let's say you have an amazing vision.
Okay.
How do you convince others to buy into it, especially if you need funding?
That's the million-dollar question.
Bette David actually breaks down the investor pitch into 3 key elements.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
First, you need that short and sweet verbal elevator pitch.
Like your hook.
Yeah, that grabs their attention and makes them want to hear more.
It's got to be memorable, something that sticks with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you need a strong 15-slide deck.
Okay.
This is where you get into the nitty-gritty and present your vision in a logical way.
With data charts, visuals,
yeah.
All that good stuff.
You got to back up your claims and show them you've thought it through.
But it can't just be all facts and figures, right?
You're right. That's where the third element comes in, the verbal narrative.
Okay.
This is where you turn those facts and figures into a story.
That connects with them emotionally.
Exactly. You want them to feel your passion, understand why this matters, and believe that you're the right person to make it happen.
I see. So it's about combining that logic with emotion.
Exactly. But even with the best pitch, you still need a plan for execution.
So true.
What does Bette David say about systems?
Well, he's a big believer in them.
He is. He says they're the backbone of any successful business.
They help you automate things, increase efficiency, free up your time.
Yeah, you can focus on the big picture instead of getting bogged down in the details.
And it's funny because he admits that he used to resist systems.
Oh, yeah. He saw himself as more of a creative type.
But he eventually realized how important they were for growth.
He did. He even tells the story about hiring a personal assistant before he was even making six figures.
Really?
Shows you how important it is to delegate and automate tasks.
So you can focus on the things that only you can do.
Exactly. And it all comes back to that balance between emotion and logic.
Right.
The systems provide the structure and the passion provides the fuel.
It's all connected. So what are your biggest takeaways so far?
That's a good question.
Which of these insights have really resonated with you?
You know, it's interesting how even when Bette David's talking about systems and strategy, he still emphasizes that human element.
Yeah, he's all about creating that culture that values people.
Remember that story about the handwritten thank you cards?
Oh yeah, sending out thousands of those.
That's a real commitment to personal connection.
In a world that's so digital, something like that really stands out.
It does. It reinforces his message that human connection is at the heart of it all.
Whether you're leading a team, building a company, or even just pursuing your own goals.
You can't underestimate the power of those personal touches.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into choose your enemies wisely,
right?
What does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, Bette David's giving us this framework for achieving big goals, not just in business, but in life.
He's encouraging us to think about our own driving forces.
Exactly. Who or what will be that enemy that pushes you?
The thing that fuels your passion and makes you want to be better.
And remember, success isn't just about having a great idea.
It's about the work you put in.
It's about cultivating that willpower, honing your skills, building a supportive culture.
And creating systems that help you reach your goals.
It's that balance between emotion and logic.
The fire and the strategy working together.
So as you plan for the year ahead,
or even the next decade,
think about those 12 building blocks.
Which one's your biggest area of opportunity?
Is it your vision, your team, your skills, or maybe it's finding that enemy
that pushes you to achieve more than you thought possible?
Take these insights from Bette David. Apply them to your own life and see what you can achieve.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.